a word for you from John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. This is what Jesus continued to say after speaking that great promise about God so loving the world, giving his only begotten Son. And then he says that the one who refuses then, after God's love and grace has been revealed, that person is judged already. And then it explains why that person is judged, the reason for it. And this is the judgment, the Lord says, that the light is come into the world. Now, John uses a particular type of phrase, and starting right from the beginning of this gospel, where he speaks of Jesus as being the light. That is why in the first verses it says that in him, verse 4 of chapter 1, in him was the life, that's speaking of Jesus, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And here the reason is given, and Jesus now speaks. He says, the light is come into the world. Yes, Jesus is the light. Now imagine your life being spent here on earth in total darkness. Well, go further and imagine your eternity being spent in total darkness. And that is part of the character of hell, which is the absence of the light, the absence of Jesus. Because we live still with some light around us. God has graciously given us the Son, symbolizing the Son of God, the real light. And Jesus gives us his grace while we are alive. You can still come to him for mercy. But here it says that though the light has come into the world, men loved the darkness rather than the light. I remember hearing once a person saying, but why do I sin so much? And a child of God answered very simply and very quickly, because you love sin. That's why you do it. And this is the problem. Men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. Do you want to quit with your deeds of darkness? Or do you want to come to Jesus, the light, the Savior,